are you?
I'm okay.
Please
Do I know
join me
anyone
in
else?
saying the animal. Oh. I'm sorry?
I do every single, I know, I do every single minute, every single hour, every single second. It's just, I don't know what I should do about, okay. The good news is the feelings that I thought that I had are gone.
Nazanin,
Yes.
we're in a class. It's being recorded.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry.
We'll speak after the class.
I will. So how are you doing? How about
Please.
Shabbat?
It was wonderful. Please join me in
Anyone
saying the
on?
Anabakoa. Just
Okay.
you. There'll be others who won't join
Anabakoa.
us.
Okay.
Anabakoa.
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 Together, the Pei and the Vav have a gematria of 86, which is the same gematria as the Hebrew word hateva, meaning nature, and the same gematria as the Hebrew word Elohim, which means one of the names of God, the name of God that deals with judgments. And we learn from this relationship that we need to search for God in nature.
Hello?
He's hiding from us. Yachid ge'eh lamcha p'nei zo grei kedushata yitzim olamet
Okay,
shavatenu kabel ushmat ziyakatenu Yodea Malchus
Shabbat
Saviyutah. We're saying the verse from Samuel Bet, chapter 7, verse 10. Besam ti makom le amiti ta'el And I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. We're now going to be reading from the Zohar, from the Parasha of Naso, from section 1, verse 1. Does anybody have any questions before I begin? Vayehino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adeinu k'nenei aleinu ma'asei adeinu k'nenei. Vaydaber Hashem el Moshe le'mor Naso et rosh b'nei Gershon v'gomer Rabbi Abba, Patach Ashrei Adam lo yachashov Hashem lo avon Ve'en geruho Ramiya Haikira Lav Resheya Sefeya Vilav Sefeya Resheya Wait Listak Lavaya Vihav Buha. And Hashem spoke to Moses, saying, Take also the sum of the sons of Gershon. Abba opened the discussion, saying, Blessed is the man to whom Hashem imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. The beginning and the end of this verse do not agree, because the beginning says, imputes no iniquity, seemingly that he has sinned, but it is not ascribed to him. But at the end it says, and in whose spirit there is no guile. We should look into it. And it has already been established. My commentary. This English translation of the first verse of Parashat Naso is corrupted. Naso means to raise up. The verse says, raise up the heads of the children of Gershon. Gershon has the meaning of the tooth of a ger, or a stranger. The pasuk is valid in the question that it asks. Of course. Pasuk 2. Tachatzi b'shata. Excuse me. Ditzlota d'mincha. Dina shaya b'alma. Vayitzak tikein tzilota demincha ugvura ila'a shalta be'alma adyate v'yal tzelya begin lekabela le'ya le'elya b'mizina Bishari tzilota demincha itzberash Shemala lekabela beitar le'elya. Come and see. Mincha, the afternoon prayers, judgment dwells in the world, and Isaac, who is supernal Gevura, and the left column of Zeronpin, instituted Mincha. For then the union was completed in the secret of his left hand is under my head. Therefore, supernal Geburah rules the world until the onset of night. Because Geburah receives the night, meaning that night is Malchut, drawn from Geburah, which is Mincha. When the time of Mincha begins, the left separates to receive Malchut, and the night is aroused, which is Malchut. I am adding, from noon until midnight, the Sephirah of Geburah is in the ascendant position. Ascendant position does not mean control, just control in the contest between mercy and Geburah. Pasuk 3. Behar di dar kol inun neture pitchim. Bilvar kulu mitarin bealma veipashatu. Bechol bnei alma ta'amin ta'ama demota. After the night is aroused, all the guards of the external gates are aroused in the world and spread out, and all the inhabitants of the world face death. My commentary. The meaning is, people taste death when they sleep, since we are taught that sleep is 1/60th of death. The external guards are the inspector that investigates to see what mistakes a person makes. This is the meaning of spreading out. Pasuk 4.
Veha itmar begalgut lelya mamash itar shemala kamil kadmin warda kadisha sauka vechin behi mishabat ha'chat v'arimat kala uten salta v'sharya resha le'ela bismala usmala mekabela. It has been said that at exactly midnight, the left is aroused as before, as during Mincha. The holy lily, which is Malchut, exudes fragrances, which is the secret of the illumination of Chokhmah, of the left, and raises a voice in praise. Then her head rises, and dwells above in the left, and the secret of his left hand is under my head. And the left receives her. I am adding. Actually, at midnight, the Sephirah of Chesed enters and engages in the battle with Geburah, essentially pushing Geburah away from its ascendancy.
Pasuk 5.
Kidein karoza kare. Bialma dehaitan, hule itara le shabbatha, le ya le malka, ufdein tushkehan, mitarin, veit pasmuta de kola, ishtekach zaka'a, holakeya mandi itar.
This is then proclaimed in the world. The time has come to rise from sleep and praise the king. Praise is then awakened, and everything is fragrant. Praised is the lot of the one who awakens to effect this bond. When morning approaches and the right, which is tested, awakens and hugs her, there is universal union between Chokhmah and Chassadim. This is not the case at night.
when there is no chasadim. I am adding, the commentary that I made in Pasuk 4 would imply that the Zohar is not correct, yet there is truth to both, since chesed always conceals chokhmah, or the world could not stand the relationship of chokhmah and bina in unity. Pasuk 6. Tachatzi b'shata divnei nasha demikinu tamin ta'ama demota v'nishmeta salka le'ela kaima ba'atar dekaima v'it b'chinat Avadaha diavdat kol yomav betadvin lehu al pitcha memtet begin v'nishmeta salka leila v'aschidat alvado debarnash V'al kol mila u'mila genafik mi'umeya. Come and see, during the time when people sleep and taste of death, the soul rises up and gets to stand in a certain place, where it is examined about its daily activities, which are recorded in the book. What is the reason for this? Because the soul rises up and testifies about all the person's activities and every single word that came out from his lips. I am adding, we have taught this many times. This parasha is teaching about these nightly judgment process. It is referred to in the Zohar as the Heavenly Academy, since it is not like an earthly court or an earthly judgment. It is an attempt to maximize a motivational change within the soul so that the soul will push the body more to achieve control of the body. Pasuk 7 from the Zohar commentary on the Parashat Naso. Vekad hahi mila diafik barnash mipumeya. Ihi katka yaut mila kadisha dioraita utslota hahi mila salka uvaka rakin vikaima biatar tekaima adi alelya unishmeta Salka v'yachid lehahi mila v'yayila kamei malka. When that word that exits from the mouth of a person is worthy, a holy word of Torah study and prayer, that word then rises and cleaves the firmaments. It stands there until nightfall, when the soul rises and grasps that word and brings it before the king. Pasuk 8. Vikad hahi mila alav ikad ka yaut vihi mila mi milin bishin milishana Bisha hahi mila salka leatar de salka Ugen it rashim hahi mila wehahu chova Aleya de barnash hahi diki mishokevet Chekecha shemor pitche
Picha ukish ashrei adam lo yachashov Hashem lo awon ematai kashen berucho remiah. When the word is improper, one of evil words or of evil speech, that word rises, wherever it rises, to be recorded as a sin of that person. This is the meaning of keep the doors of your mouth from her that lies in your bosom, meaning from the soul that gives testimony about his deeds. Therefore it is written, blessed is the man to whom Hashem imputes no iniquity, namely when the soul does not bear testimony against him, so that a certain sin will be recorded. When is that? When in the whose spirit there is no guile. That is when he does not sin. I am adding, the soul gives testimony against itself when it sins, and praises itself when it brings the positive words of Torah. Also, words of Torah are related as the concept of living Torah. This is the true meaning of giving testimony. That's the end of section one. Does anybody have any questions? I'm reading from section two. In the night, his song will be with me. Verse 9. Mi ben shaloshim shana wa mala wiad ben chamishim shana ko habal avod avodat avodah v'avodat masa v'ohel moed tikuda daleyot Halavim, Meshorim, B'mikdash, V'yagid Yokinda, V'ela haka tzarish l'chadesh, Milin deha kohen yihu, Ma'akriv tarbena, V'yihu Mikael levihu, Gabriel Yehud Tzarich the Nagna. From 30 years old and upward to 50 years old, everyone that came to do the service of the ministry and the service of carrying in the tent of meeting. This mitzvah is that the Levites should sing in the temple. Although this was already explained before, we need to add something new. For it is the priest who sacrifices the offering, and he is the angel Michael, who is Hesed, Hesed being the priest. The Levite is Gabriel, who is Giburah, and Giburah is called Levite, and he should play music. I am adding, the purpose of the music is to make every aspect of the bringing of the sacrifice happy and joyful. This is when there is a closeness to the Creator and not an aspect of exile. This is the purpose of the Levites singing in the temple.
Pasuk 10.
Wirazat mila yomam yitzawe Hashem Chazdo da chesed kachana rabba de Mikael ihu kohen chedyot legabe mareya ve'im kol da de chedyot ihu etzel mareya melech de chayot chakodesh Ihu, uvirkat chedyot al tehi kala ve'en echa v'hayu yomam yitzave Hashem chasto. The secret of Yet Hashem will command his steadfast love. The Hebrew word is chesed, in the daytime. That is chesed of Zeranpin, which is the high priest, because Michael is a common priest in relation to his master, chesed of Zeranpin. Nevertheless, even though he is a common priest in relation to his master, he is a king over the holy living creatures that are in Yetzirah. And it was said of him, let not the blessing of a common priest be light in your eyes. That is what is meant by Yet Hashem will command his chesed in the daytime. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the spiritual system as it relates to the archangels and the race of angels called Michael. These angels have a leader, and that is the archangel Michael. They are unable to oppose the negative angel, even with the assistance of the archangel Gabriel. This is explained in the scroll of Daniel, where Gabriel is bringing a message to Daniel, but is unable to enter the area of Persia, which is controlled by the Satan at that time. He asks for Michael's assistance, and even then they have difficulty overcoming and gaining permission to enter the country to complete their assigned tasks. Pasuk 11. Uvalaila shiro imi dagibura shiro bekor shoro hadar lo ufne shor mehasmol the Gabriel shiluchea betzarich shore ulnagin bechetva becham radio raita leit aska bio raita yekayem kumi roni belaila lirosh ashpurot. And in the night his song shall be with me, which is Givurah Zeranpin, since Shirah, literally song, is similar to the firstling of his herd. The Hebrew word is shoro. Grander is his. And the face of the ox, which the word is, the Hebrew word is shor, on the left side. Shirah and shor are identical. Gabriel is the messenger of Givurah. It is incumbent upon him to sing and play music, happily with the wine of Torah, to study the Torah and fulfill. Arise, cry out in the night, in the beginning of the watches. Hanoch adds, to clarify, cry out is to sing out. Verse 12. Vayema b'yashmurot kama salichot v'tachanunim uvakashot v'kol minei rina v'gronea v'hihu kinor v'apaka beya kala v'shit kanfei rea imbarta v'shit izkan v'kane v'davav v'ipuk Leia Miliba de Taman Dina Kimadil Muha Mare Manitin Haleb Mavin Ipok Ben Mibina Mibenja
Be who was, be who Ephroas, the sheep's got been. Be Salekleia, the sheet is Kandekane. Be nun sheshma alot laki say. He should say at dawn several penitential prayers, usually the word is slichot, supplications and petitions, with all kinds of joyful chants in his throat. What is like a fiddle to produce the voice with the six parts of his lungs? That is the five lobes of the lungs and the rose lobe, which is a small venous lobe that is attached to the lung. And in the six rings of the windpipe, that is alluding to the vav that corresponds to Zerantin, that comes out from the heart where Bina is situated. As the authors of the Mishnah have explained, the heart has understanding. A son, that is Zerantin, comes out from Bina. The son, the Hebrew word is Ben, of Yud-Heh. The letters of Bina are Ben Yud-Heh, that is Abav, which alludes to a newborn chick with six wings. Namely, Zerantin, that has the six sephirot, Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. He shall raise them by the six rings of the windpipe, which are the six rungs of the throne. Because Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod of Zerantin are six steps to Bina, that is referred to as the throne, to Achma. My commentary. Prayer comes from the windpipe, through the voice box and the lungs. This process of saying a prayer is related in this pasuk to Zerantin being the windpipe and the lungs which cool the fires of the heart. The mind is Chachma, the heart is Bina. The lungs represent the hay due to the five parts of the lungs, and the wind flows through the windpipe, which is Zerantin, due to the six rings of the windpipe. Thus prayer is connected to the Creator using the name Hey Vav Hey. We will find out where the Yud comes from the song of the 10 types of Psalms. Pasuk 13. Uvikur sayan yeinun kisei kavod marom merishon vinun liba wifuma levayomer kiyat al kesya milchama la Hashem bi al malek kaveb samael. Puma de kise kes Hashem ha-hidiktiv tiku b'chodesh shofar v'gomer. There are two thrones, as it is written, a glorious throne exalted from the beginning, meaning that it is higher than the first throne, indicating that there are two thrones. They are the heart, which is Bina, and the mouth, which is Malchut. The heart, as written, because Yah has sworn by his throne, is Bina, which is a throne for Yud-Heh, Chachma, and the heart is the secret of, that Hashem will have war with Amalek, which is the secret of the liver, that is Samael. The mouth is the secret of the seat, the Hebrew word kiseh, that is the throne, with the Hebrew word is kes, of hay. That is what is meant by blow a shofar at the new moon, at the full moon, literally covering, kiseh, which is the mouth, meaning malchut, that is the throne of the last hay of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It contains the five restorations of the mouth, as we have explained before. I am adding,
It may seem that the letters of the Tetragrammaton come from different aspects of the body, in my commentary above, and this is Zohar. One needs to realize that there is more than one right answer. Thus, both are correct. Essentially, prayer and song is using the same tools and the same parts of the body. Pasuk 14. Ma shofar tanevav klodesalik min hatane ligabe pumadetaman Hashem b'Hashem mine tikunim Gedibura dinun shifan v'shinayim v'ches shivan Tirein shinayim v'tochanot Tirein miknin v'ches hachamesh Ditachanin kinahar dihu kokegavna Ditachanin rechaya leapaka kovedibur Kinafik mi bina deleiba v'machashava. He explains, what is the meaning of shofar? When it says, blow a shofar at the new moon, the windpipe alludes to the Vav, which is the mystery of Zerantin, that is referred to by the Vav. It is also called voice. It is the voice that ascends from the windpipe to the mouth, which is Malchut, where the hay is. That is the meaning of the words, at the full moon, the Hebrew word is kiseh. On our feast day, with the throne, the Hebrew word is kes, of hay, meaning the five articulation points of speech, the lips, the teeth, and the palate. There are two lips, including the regular teeth and the molars, which make them two kinds of teeth, and a palate, so we have a total of five. These are the five articulation points of speech. When they mill like a riverbed, they make noise, like the milling of grindstones to produce sound and speech that emanates from Bina, which is the heart, and with thought, which is the secret of Chokmah. I am adding, does it mean that we do not need to blow a shofar, as the verse says? Or do we need to physically blow a shofar? These teachings are enhancing the parts of the bodies and their functions. They also use the shofar as well. Pasuk 15. Bihu shema meporash be'eser minei tilim. U'shofar ein pochatim me'asara shofarot v'yoraita kala dila dibur dila bina dila divuk muha ezehu hacham hamevin devar mitoch davar mechashava Dileya chashiv kamei kucha barifu Mikol darbenin ve'ilavan Haidiktiv zot chatora Leola ve'lamimcha ayin kaf reaya Mehimana. That is the name pronounced in full in 10 various praises, which parallel the 10 Sephirot. Here too, thought is Chokhmah, the heart is Bina, and the windpipe is the secret of Zerantin, in which are Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, the six rings of the windpipe, the mouth is Malchut, and with the root, which is Keter, they amount to 10 Sephirot. Therefore, when blowing the shofar, we never blow less than 10 times, which corresponds to the 10 Sephirot. As for the Torah, the voice is hers, and the speech is hers, and hers is Bina, as we have explained. A wise man understands one thing from another. Hers is the faculty of thought, which is Chachma. There are 10 Sephirot, because voice is there on 10, in which are Chesed, Geburah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Speech is Malchut, and with Bina and her Chachma, with the root Keter, they amount to 10 Sephirot. Therefore, the Torah is more important to the Holy One, blessed be He, than all the offerings and burnt offerings. This is what is meant by the Torah of the burnt offering, of the meal offering. The above section needs to be contemplated in order to recognize all of the aspects of all of the components of the messages in these Zohar comments. Ultimately, learning that the Torah is more important than a sacrifice teaches us that the study of Torah is how one gets closest to the Creator. That's the end of the section, the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? This week, tomorrow morning at 10:30, we continue our preparation for Shavuot. This Sunday and next Sunday were the last two opportunities to prepare ourselves for the gift of the Torah. Monday at 5:30, we will be speaking about the letter Aleph and the essence of the letter Aleph and what is the energy of the letter Aleph. Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will be teaching or speaking about the 51st class of our class on advanced reincarnation. And then we've only maybe gone 25% through the material. There's a lot of material in the incarnation. Wednesday at 6:30, our basic class continues. Thursday at 7 o'clock, we will have our connection to Rosh Chodesh. Please join us. It's very important as part of the gifts of the Torah, but also being able to take control of the month of Sivan and have a positive month. Next Saturday, we will again connect to the Zohar like we have tonight. If that class starts at 8:30. It's your first opportunity to make connection in the new energy week, the new energy frame of reference. Are there any questions? I wish you all a good week. Shalom.
Shalom. Have a great night.